So how do you decide what resolutions or what goals that you want to set?
I would think about these four categories. So my first category on this would be performance. So what might you think of when you hear performance?
Well, you're thinking about how you do your job, how much you do at work, what kind of work you do.
Exactly. And how maybe I could do it better, right? I want to get faster. I want to get more responsive.
New skills I could learn.
Improve my quality of work, pick up new skills. Anything that falls in that category of performance. A second one is a little more subtle, perception. How do people perceive you at work? What's your brand in the workplace? You might be perceived the wrong way at work. Maybe your goal for next year is, you know, I want to be seen a little differently. I want to change my brand or other people's perception.
Okay.
Third category, I'm a big fan of setting relationship goals.
Work relationships.
Work relationship goals.
This year, I'm going to work on my relationship with John.
Yeah.
Because we work together a lot, but boy, it's just a little rocky.
It's rocky. He doesn't seem to like me. I want to improve that. Or I've got this key customer, and I want to make that better. So you kind of pick that key relationship. And I'm a big fan of limiting it. So pick just one. Pick one that you really want to work on.
Would you say that in each of these categories, pick sort of one goal in each of the four categories
to
move forward?
Or you might pick just one altogether. The fewer the goals, the better. The more likely you'll actually remember it at the end of the year, and you'll do it.
All right, so what's the fourth category?
Fourth one is work-life balance. Things that fall in this category are things like time management, setting boundaries, saying no, using vacation time.
You know, the problem with New Year's resolutions or New Year's goals in any realm is that, you know, a couple of weeks go by, boom, they're gone, you've already busted it or you've ignored it, whatever. How do you make sure that these don't go the way of New Year's resolutions?
Don't overcomplicate it. Don't have too many. I have a good friend of mine. He'll say, I'm going to lose weight. And so what he does then is, instead of doing something that's simple and easy, like I'm going to try and go to the gym 2 times in the next week, he'll say, I'm going to work out every single day at 5:30 in the morning. And he can usually hold any of his goals and his plans for about 2 weeks. And then he loses it one day and he throws the whole thing out the window, overcomplicates it, and then he can't live up to his own standards. So don't do that. Make it simple and don't have too many.
Yeah, what if you get to the end of the year and you didn't get quite as far as you wanted?
Give yourself a big pat on the back for making progress on it.
I mean, you're going to feel like, boy, I didn't get it done.
So what if I set a goal next year and say, I'm going to make $1 million. And then I end up making $750,000.
Well, sign me up for that.
Right? That was a great year. So pat yourself on the back for making progress in what you set out to do. And then revise it, update it for 2014.
Brandon Smith teaches in Emory University's Goizueta Business School and joins us most weeks to talk about our work and careers. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I will see you next year.